This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There is kind of a sizable logistical chunk of today's ruling that does bear mention, and it's this. The precedent that the court overturned today, it's a case called Abood v. Detroit Board of Education, was decided 41 years ago. And in the years since, laws and systems and collectively bargained contracts have been set up to comply with it, which means that now there is going to be a whole lot of scrambling going on. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
So how many workers might be affected by overturning the established precedent allowing public sector unions to collect fees from non-union members? Analyst Amy Howe at SCOTUS blog says it's right there in Justice Elena Kagan's dissenting opinion.
Thousands of contracts affecting millions of people across the country. Those provisions are now invalid.
Christine Owens at the National Employment Law Project says,
in places where agency fee is the law, they will basically have to rewrite the laws and revise contracts, revise agency agreements.
Losing those agency fees will be a big financial hit for many public sector unions, but not all. Harold Schaitberger is head of the International Association of Firefighters, representing 312,000 workers. He says in many of its contracts, the union doesn't even collect agency fees. He says most firefighters voluntarily join the union and pay full dues, so unions now have to convince workers
what the value of their union is to them and the reason they should want to belong, not a reason that they have to belong.
Meanwhile, unions have tried to get ahead of today's adverse decision for labor by pushing for state laws to help them hold on to members and keep them paying dues. In California, for instance, unions get to make a presentation to new employees touting the benefits of union membership, and state agencies can't try to dissuade employees from joining. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.